Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf swore in new Prime Minister Yusuf Raza Gilani today, a day after Parliament elected the top official from assassinated opposition leader Benazir Bhutto's party. Gilani has ordered the release of judges detained after the president declared emergency rule in November. He's also called for a United Nations investigation into Bhutto's assassination, which occurred on December 27th. Many of the new prime minister's allies are calling for the resignation of Musharraf, but Ikram Sigal of the Pakistan Institute of International Affairs says that despite the current momentum against the president, he will likely still remain as head of state.
My own feeling is that President Musharraf will have his veins clipped and he will not have so many executive powers, but he will remain as a titular head of state. But in my own sense, self-respect demands that as soon as the governments are brought in, he should go on a high. He has had free and fair elections. He sees a smooth transition to government, and he can go out now and claim in his legacy that I did what was asked for and I could not do more. But if he tries to stay on, I think what he's going to do is he will probably be able to stay on technically, but every day he will find that his self-respect will go and his office will be muddied and tarnished. But I feel that for his own self-respect, he should leave. But I doubt it. Nobody wants to leave the trappings of power. And what we will see is a seesaw game eventually play out in 3-4 months' time.